I might sound like some socialist pinko commie as this next sentence comes out of my mouth, but the rich do keep getting richer. The reason I'm not planning a camp out with the folks of Occupy Wall Street or complaining about the super rich getting super richier is because, well, I put some of those dollars in their pockets. There's no better example of this than Amazon.com founder Jeff Bezos. That guy crossed the $150 billion mark yesterday, making him the richest person in modern history. Wow, that's DuckTales rich, where you find yourself, you know, having to stop your nephew from trying to swim in your money.
But you swim in money all the time.
Yes, but I worked hard to perfect that skill.
Get this, Bezos' $150 billion net worth is more than a third larger than the second wealthiest guy in the world, Bill Gates, who has close to $100 billion, but he's not quite there. Somehow I think Gates will be okay and not switching to Top Ramen anytime soon. But maybe the most amazing part of Bezos' pile of dough is that a third of it was made just this year. By the way, I'm also not complaining about Bezos' bank because I wouldn't mind being this wealthy someday. So trying to stand in the way of a man who honestly earned his money might be standing in my own way. You know, as much as I think Amazon Prime Day is for suckers, I still took part, even working past the glitches that popped up in their app. Yeah, I actually have the Amazon app. And while I didn't buy a signed picture of the cast of the movie Goonies, a DVD of a cat playing piano, or face cream made out of sheep placenta, all actual things that were available in years past, I did buy a drill and a shirt. So how can I complain about somebody being rich if I helped them get there? I was proud of myself, however, that I resisted buying that life-sized Yeti statue for my front yard. That's progress.